You're listening to the Emo Brown, the Saddest Mexican Podcast.
Get in the mic.
You're gonna get in the mic.
Get on the mic. Get the mic on you, on your face.
The beautiful sounds of Carlos Paez, Nuestras Demandas. ¿Qué onda, Jordan? Jordan in the place today. The homie Jordan. Jordan, yeah. I feel like I've been trying to make this shit happen for a minute.
True.
I feel like the paths just haven't quite crossed. I feel like the stars haven't been aligned right, but today's the day.
And here we are.
Here we are. This day 40-something of the corona, of the rona, of the COVID.
That stuff.
El compita Jordan, a powerhouse in the artistic game, a renaissance man. Real shit, you're probably the closest guy I know to the most interesting man. What is it? The most interesting man? Or for real, dude, because you drink. I like the way you drink. You drink whiskeys like me. We get down with whiskeys. You dabble in a lot of shit, bro.
Yeah, it's weird.
You dabble in a lot of shit. So for those who don't know, Jordan, give me a little background on what you're about.
Well, Jordan, Right Hand Signs is my company. Artist. I've been doing visual arts since maybe 2004.
Damn.
It's a long time. Worked in the art world. Worked in retail for a long ass time. Did independent stuff on the side. Actually, simultaneously did independent stuff while working like full-time job as a manager.
Because you like to hustle, bro.
Yeah. And that's it. And I just make shit. And I do stuff.
He does a lot of stuff. You do a lot of stuff, bro. And now you're like the artistic, one of the graphic designers behind the Emo Brown, like the social club now. It's fun watching you guys in the fucking group chat, you and Chiclet, just throwing ideas out. Yeah. I'm like, yeah. Because
exactly.
Everybody fucking wins when you guys are throwing shit on the wall. I'm like, oh, that looks legit.
And it helps, too, with everybody, like, because everybody will throw out, like, you know, and every other, like, 10 ideas or something. Like, oh, there you go.
That's a banger. That's a banger. I met you through a mutual friend, El Compita, at Glasses. Glasses introduced us specifically to help us with new signage for the Tasty Room. And boy, those are amazing. If you ever come into the Tasty Room and you see our beer board, the legit ones, not the ones etched out with tape, the ones that actually are hand drawn and designed and painted. Those are the ones Jordan did. Jordan came in here and since we're shut down for Tasty Room, I'm kind of like trying to keep him busy by giving him more boards for him to do for us. And man, you're coming out with some good shit. We did the collab, the recent one with the Chula Vista Jiu-Jitsu kids. That's going to be awesome. That beer's coming soon. But dude, you're a busy guy.
I am. Yeah.
You're a lot like me. We're a lot the same. I know you talked about surfing. You do rock climbing. Yeah. You do jiu-jitsu. You're just like the
mediocre
fucking
jiu-jitsu.
Like, well, hey, that's me. Most interesting man side is like a distinguished gentleman, bro. You're always like dapper. Yeah, you got you in glasses, man. Like motherfuckers always look like you're coming out of a GQ magazine doing things.
Fuck yeah, dude.
But here we are.
Here we are.
Day 40-something of the fucking COVID, bro. Quarantine. Locked up. Not much going on. How has this affected you personally in business?
Business-wise, well, the thing is, you know, I was working for an art store for 15 years. That was my gig. Like, paychecks all day long. Wasn't doing shit, you know, for the most part. Other than traveling. When I travel a lot. You know, so as soon as, you know, shit hit the fan, I had to leave, unfortunately. And then when I left, that's when I went full blown with Right Hand Signs again. You know what I mean? I like revamped it, you know.
So it was a project you already had in the mix?
Yeah. I've had Right Hand Signs forever, the whole time. Like I get like simultaneously with work, you know. But while I was traveling, I would always plan like, oh, I'm going to make some shirts. I want to do this. But I could never do it because I was always traveling. And finally, I had a plan like to finish working with the company for maybe 2 more years. And then I was going to go like full private with Right Hand Signs. But I just got forced.
You know?
But luckily, I was already set. Like everything was already like ready to go. That's
everything was lined up for you.
Everything was lined up. That's why when like everything shut down,
you're like, all right, cool.
I shot everything out and everything was ready.
Website. So you were in that position where you wanted to become your own boss. You wanted to be your own entrepreneur, which you were already on the path, but your day job, the career was still kind of there. And it's hard to pull the trigger because I was in the same boat, man. Because you want the safety net of having that check, that
huge
weekly check.
Net.
You know, it's like, it's there. It's like, all right, cool. But that's the other thing that I feel sometimes holds us back, dude. It's
exactly
like,
what holds
it's
us
like,
back.
Fuck, I can't go 100 in on this because in the back of my head, I'm like, oh, I got this safety net. Yeah. You know, I'm not going to go all in with right-hand signs. I'm not going to go all in with this project because I still got the job, so I don't have to go too heavy. But when that shit is gone, and that's like, that's your meal ticket.
Yeah.
And that's what you like. That's your financial like stability. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like for me, and you're way more artistic and in tune with what you do, it had to like ignite a little bit of a fire, a little bit like to passion to burn it and take it to that next level.
Yeah. I think most of my friends knew, like they were waiting for it, you know, like especially some of like my bigger mentors are like, don't worry. Like it'll happen when it happens. Like you'll be ready. You know what I mean? But, you know, in my head, I'm like, like you said, safety net. I'm like, oh, I'm good. So I got lazy, you know, chilling. And then, as soon as that went down, that was it, dude. Like, I had to go. Because then I'm like, shit. Like, but this is before I signed up for, like, unemployment. Before I got, like, my last two checks, I was like, I have no money. You know, like, I need to make money, like, right now. How am I going to do that for this whole entire time, you know?
And how's it been going through it? Because I feel like right now, I know who I support. I know, like, the kind of businesses I support. You know, obviously, right now, it's hard to just, like, stick it with, like, markets like little family markets or bodegas or whatever. It's like it's hard to just fucking go there because sometimes Costco has what you need, you know. So we go to Costco, but aside from that, I don't spend a lot of money. Wifey and I were talking about this. It is like we're fucking frugal, but we still buy dumb shit, you know, like, but but I like to take care of people who take care of us, like grasses always say, support those who support you. And we're pretty good about that. You know, I mean, I know, like, I support, like, Chicle and his art anytime he comes out with anything. I like to, like, you made me some business cards. Like I said, and they're fucking legit. They look nice. You make signs. So if I have, like, anything, like, a need where I know I require, like, an artistic flair to it, like, I come to you guys. You know, I'm not going to go, like, hire somebody I've never met.
Exactly.
Do you feel like people right now, because the purse strings are a little tight on everybody, bro. Like, they're tight right now. Do you feel that people have a budget for your line of work and what you do?
For me specifically, I mean, I think like right now, I guess people, there are some people that I'm pretty busy, you know, whether it's graphics or it's like signage or preparing to do signage later.
You do a little of everything.
A little bit of everything. And I think for the signage world, like specifically, not right now.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because obviously no one's really open. But there are some people that are like, hey man, like we have a little bit of money, thinking about revamping our place.
This is the time for that.
Yeah, this is the time for it.
Yeah, because that's what we're doing at the brewery.
Yeah.
You know? Fucking, I know other businesses are like, all right, cool. This fucking sucks. We're shut down almost 100%, if not 100%. Let's clear some shit out. Like, let's redo this area in the business. Or let's. And I feel like that's where your talents have come into
play. Well, I think after this, when everything starts rolling again, with all the new rules, all the new regulations, I think people are going to start wanting new signage of some sort. Whether they go and order it, you know, and print it out. But I guarantee you people are going to want to do it in creative ways. And that I'm hoping that's where they come to me, you know, and they ask for that stuff.
Word of mouth. I mean, obviously you've developed the
Instagram,
clientele.
Instagram is where it's all at. Like,
yeah.
Everything's on Instagram.
Everything? Yeah, sliding to your DMs, order them shits or what?
Yeah. I mean, it started with the sign painting thing. It started, well, I used to do like fine art stuff. Mm-hmm. So I was doing galleries and all that stuff. Like, you know, come to my art show, come to my opening, you know, which is rad. And I got really well known for a couple things. Like I sold out like a couple opening nights.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
It's hard to do, I'm imagining.
Yeah, it's really hard to do. But what I would do, like my formula was like, you can walk in there like an average person and everyone can afford something.
Okay.
You know, you go to like some art shows, like, oh, everything's $1,000.
$500, $1,000. You're like, oh.
Who gives a fuck about that shit? Uh-huh. We don't live in New York. We don't live in L. You know what I mean? It's got to be like tangible goods, like fun things that people can, like, if I got $30, I'll buy this, you know?
Hell yeah. $30 is doable, bro. You know?
Exactly. You know, and my whole thing about it was like, I wanted people to participate in that art show world, right? Because normally people would like DM me, like, oh, can I buy this? I'm like, go to the show.
Cool.
Go to the show. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, yeah, with that, I mean, that's what I used to do. And then it came to a point, you know, and my inspiration behind the paintings were like stories. I would tell stories and stuff. I just got tired of trying to tell a story. You're trying to sell a story. When you do art, you're trying to sell a story.
True.
Right. So after a while, I'm like, dude, I need to come up with a service so that people have to come to me. Therefore, I started doing like the sign painting. Okay. Right. And just on the side. And then Better Buzz Coffee, they posted something. Need a sign painter in San Diego. You know, like, tag your friends. And then all my friends, like, tagged me. Like,
fuck yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I just started. I'm not that good yet.
So you start, bro, head first.
2 days later, Better Buzz, they email me. So I started doing Better Buzz, like, you know. I've only knew about them from like the Fashion Valley like little kiosk.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, what the fuck is this, you know? And then I'm like, oh shit, this is like a pretty, it's cool. It's like, it's owned by a young couple. And they started that on their own.
Hustlers, too.
Yeah, Hustlers, dude. So I started doing that. And then after that, kebab shop. And then I started doing all these kind of like bigger businesses, like corporate local businesses. And then from there, I just kind of started implicating like my own stuff, you know, like all the vintage
Nothing
stuff.
Nothing feels better than starting your own project.
Yeah.
And then making a living off of it, bro. You know, I mean, that's a fucking weird feeling. Yeah, you know, it's because like you're providing value. You're providing worth for yourself.
Yeah.
And you're making a living off of it.
Yeah,
you know, it's like I'm still figuring out what like I'm passionate about and I can monetize, you know?
Yeah.
Like I enjoy having the businesses, we enjoy having the breweries. Yeah, we were able to hire people and have, you know, employees and staff that we're able to look out for. But like I like what we've all done now.
Yeah.
Like the little group that we created, the little social club where it's just like a fucking like a bulletin board of ideas and we should do this and we should do that. And I feel like everybody in this little group brings a certain flair to the table.
Yeah.
You know, like you and Chicle, obviously you guys have like fucking, you guys are killer artists, you know, you got ideas as it relates to whether it is website design. You told me that you can even do website design.
A little bit.
And that's something I'm dabbling in. It's just like, it's awesome. Cause if we need something like that, you guys are there. Yeah. If you guys need something like, hey, I've always wanted to open a bar, like a brewery. It's like you got Matt from the Manhattan and then you got me from here. And then, I don't know. I just feel like it's a good little brotherhood.
Yeah.
And it's weird to be older. I don't know about you, but I don't like making new friends.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm stuck in my fucking ways. People probably think that I'm an extrovert. I'm about it. I'm all this, that. I'm the complete opposite, bro. I go to work. I do what I got to do like at the business. But when I'm home, I'm disconnect. Hanging out with the kids.
It's like me. Like at home, I'm an introvert. But when I'm out, I could be a social butterfly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because you're a business owner. Yeah. You're an entrepreneur. Yeah, and those things, I feel like you got to throw it into the blender.
Yeah.
Until you get that next level, you can become that tortured, introverted artist. Yeah, you know, but right now I feel like all of us, we're on that uphill grind to get to the next level. So we have to be social is part of the gig.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
You have to be because you're selling yourself. You're selling your service. So with you jumping on board and Glasses and Chicle and myself and everyone else involved in like the social club and the Emo Brown social club, I feel like we got some cool shit that we can work on, man.
We got stuff happening.
We just
got
to put it all together.
Yeah.
Like right now, Matt and I were talking. We're like, there's a lot of like ideas, and you just see that something is developing.
Trust me. I'm the type to like look, dissect things, and I'll like save it. You know, like so when we're ready to like really sit down and like, you know, put the table, you know, put the table down, and like we have our little meeting,
little gathering,
then we can start like figuring out the next steps. You know what I mean? I think there's definitely a couple sides to Emo Brown. Like obviously, people know us as like this. Well, people are starting to know that we're this group.
Yeah.
You know, and and we're all fun. We go out and we drink and like that. But we also have a side that we're trying to plan where, you know, we're going to start doing stuff in the community.
Yeah.
So there's almost two sides. There's the creative side with the merch and the fun stuff, the contemporary side. And then you have like this side that we're trying to build where we're going to try and do stuff in the community.
Because we're all from the South Bay, bro. Like
pretty much.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from like Otay. Like,
okay.
Fucking Picador and Del Sol Boulevard.
Away with champ.
You know what I mean? Like, but that's the area that, where are you from? Southside? You know, but if you look in the phone book, it's Palm City. In the phone book, it's Palm City because of the palm trees on Palm Avenue. Or you say like, I say like the first Palm Avenue because there's two Palm
Avenues. There's two palms,
I don't know, I always say in between Chula Vista and San Isidro.
Yeah, that's Del Sol for
River Bottom.
What, the River Bottom Rockers. Yeah, they were from there too. Yeah. Del Sol, bro, because my parents work. We lived in Paradise Hills, but we practically lived in San Isidro because that's where my abuelita is from. And we would get dropped off there every day for like in the apartments in Villanueva. So yeah, bro, we were like fucking Villanueva since we were little till we were like 8, 9, 10, on and on. And you know, so I grew up with all my cousins down there in San Isidro.
Yeah.
And the beef, I guess, growing up was San Isidro and Del Sol.
Yep.
The fools would always like fucking get into.
Yeah, but then we were like, what's the word for it? Like when you're casual. And we're like stuck in the middle.
Uh-huh.
You know, like all the
friendly fire and shit.
Friendly fire. Like we're just stuck in the middle. Like, fuck. You know, like,
man.
You know, and we'd get jacked. Like, I remember, like, I knew all like the Del Sol like gang members' names. I don't even know if I should say them, but I knew their names. You know, like, oh, that's blah, blah, blah. That's da, da, da. And they would ask you, like, you get a quarter, fool. You know, like, you don't get a quarter, you get punched.
Yeah.
You know, like,
all right. You got it.
Quarter, dude. You know?
Yeah, and my cousins.
But until one day, dude, like my homies, little Filipino dude, this guy, you know, whatever. Fuck, his name was Crooks. Big tall dude, look like fucking like a vampire, like skinny, you know. And he asked the homie for, you know, dollar or whatever it was, and he's like, no, dude. And he started shit, and he my homie punched him, knocked him through the glass at the donut shop right next to the Gilberto.
Yeah.
Like a movie road. We were like, oh, that was it.
Knocked the fuck out.
Yeah, after that, I think he got like put in jail after a while. But yeah, man, like we used to get caught in the middle of that, you know?
Fortunately, like I never had to deal with too much of that because they had us under a fucking tightrope, bro. Like, my parents, my abuelita. But as soon as like 5 o'clock came, my parents got out. They come up, they pick us up, and back to Paradise Hills we go. Yeah. You know, and I feel like that is why the other side of Emo Brown is gonna be fucking awesome because we're all from the South Bay. We're all about community. You know, like we all want to just kind of do, but we don't know what to do. I feel like we've got a loose idea of like
suggestions.
Yeah, so I like the direction of where we're going, bro. Mm-hmm. Recently, you were telling me because we were kind of waiting on bringing you on the episode because you wanted to drop some information on what you're currently doing. Like, I know what you're currently doing because you're always posting it with us in the group. Yep. You just dropped off a nice little It's Fun For All pack. And I told you right when you got it, I said, I got to buy 3 of them for my boys. Looks like I got to buy 2.
Yeah.
No, fuck that. I'm keeping... Because my son was telling me, he's like, dude, I need a notebook, daddy. I want a notebook. And I was like, I want to keep a journal. I want to do a diary. He's like, 7. I was like, good. All right. I said... Ideas. I know what to get you. Yeah. I said, I know who has something like that for you. So I was going to order 3 of these. These are cool, man. Right-hand signs.
Yes, sir.
Obviously, this looks like something you created for the quarantine. Simple.
Yeah.
Branded. Definitely. Where can I get this? Where can people find your gear, your merch, everything?
So all the merch and stuff, obviously, I can't do too much, you know, outside sign work. So I started creating the merch for it. Obviously, like that's my version of support, you know what I mean? But I've always wanted to do the merch anyways. So it's out there. It's you know, that's why I didn't do the podcast yet. I wanted to have like my content up.
Out of you.
So somebody can, you know, actually
look make it for worthwhile.
Yeah,
make
exactly.
it worthwhile.
Click something and look for something. And it's there. And if you want to, you know, look at it, look at it. If not, it's okay. Whatever. It's there. But the fun packs are just something I came up with like on the fly. Like if you remember like old school, like grab bags with like the candy.
I remember going to like Pick and Save or like Big Bear.
Even the ice cream man.
The ice cream man, bro. And he would always have this. That's exactly what I thought.
Mango, he would have like all that shit.
This is exactly what I thought of when I saw it the first time when you made it. I was like, bro, these are the kind of things you would get like at a Ralph's or an Alpha Beta. You know, you would go in there.
Those are like selling like the most, I think.
This?
Yeah.
What is the price on something like this?
$10.
Bro, you got a koozie? My kids will put their little drinks in there. You got a sticker, a pencil, an eraser, a pencil sharpener, a button pin, and the notepad.
Yeah. Bro. It looks rad.
And it looks fucking cool. I don't want to open it. That's what I was going to tell you. Like, this is the kind of thing I just want to put like on my desk and just be like, oh, shit.
That's what me and Chico were talking about is like things that like people might want to just collect.
Yeah.
You know? I did notice that a lot of people were buying 2, and I'm guessing that they want to keep one closed.
Whatever. Use one, keep one.
Yeah.
But nice, bro.
I'm stoked on them.
What else you got going on in there? I gave it a look. You got a lot of merch as it relates to shirts. Dude, you've been working with some other homies from the Emo Brown El Pinche Bachelor.
Yeah, I'm like fucking I'm doing everyone's little business.
You gotta add consultant to your business card.
That's
now, bro.
That is kind of like, I mean, I like to keep that, you know, on the low. But yeah, that's kind of like what I do. It's like people shoot me an idea, I'm like, I got you. Like, you know. In fact, like right now, you know, the barbershop that I go to in Imperial Beach, Good Times Barbershop.
Good Times. Appointment only.
No. Walk-ins are welcome.
Are they? I mean,
for the most part, like most barbershops in San Diego are like that. Like it's like appointment only.
Okay.
Which is fine. I mean, like it's not as crazy, you know, as you think it is. But they do accept walk-ins. You just might have to wait.
You got to wait a little.
It's not a chop shop. So it's not like you just walk and then boom, 10 minutes later.
It's an experience, bro. It's an experience.
Yeah, dude. You can drink beer.
Yeah.
Whiskey.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
It's a fucking expense. That's rad.
So, you know, barbershops right now can open at least for another month, maybe 2 months.
Yeah.
You know, and same thing as like tattoo shops, which is crazy to me because both those places are probably like 2 of the most cleanest places.
They have to be sanitized, bro. Everything is hygienically top notch. New needles.
Tattoo
new
artists have to take an actual like blood pathogen airborne like class. Yeah, they're fucking cleaner than your average Joe. Like they know what's up.
Fuck, you know? Dude, there's a lot of businesses that are getting just smacked around right now, bro.
Yeah,
a lot of them.
You know, Adam came up with, he hit me up. He was like, hey, I'm trying to come up with this campaign to do a raffle to do like, let's say like $100 gets you into the entry for lifetime haircuts.
Oh, shit. And
that's not bad. Right. So his first idea. So then I was like, well, how about you tier it out? You know, so $50 gets you into the raffle for X amount of haircuts.
Uh-huh.
And then $40 gets you this and $20, you know, gets you some gear and one free haircut. You know, like spread it out.
Yeah, for
you know
sure. What I mean?
And hopefully that works out for him. And I think, like I said before, like if he has real supporters, they'll come out. You know what I mean? And they'll do it. But the $100, like shit, If I have it, I'll put it down. For a lifetime,
like haircuts, bro?
Yeah.
That's I'm down. Lifetime. Fuck, I'm That's going in, lifetime, bro. Dude. Think about it. You're spending all this 25 every time you go.
25, 30
every time. Like, yeah, after a tip, it's like yeah. $30, $35. Yeah. You're like, all right, cool, so, shit.
I think that's pretty rad. You know, I don't know how many people are going to do it, you know, but I...
Is he promoting it? Like pushing it a lot?
Like, literally, right before I got here, he's like texting me. I'm like, oh, I'm going to talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
And then as soon as I go home tonight, you know, I'm going to put the wheels
over. Pimp that shit out for sure. I'm going
to start planning the graphics, planning the instructions, and then I'll give it to him.
Well, you stay busy.
Yeah, stay busy.
You fucking stay busy, man.
You have to, you know?
What happens if you don't?
I don't know, man. I go great. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's like ADHD or what, but I have to always do something.
Here's the thing. I think... another thing that links us all together in that little group, I don't think it's an accident way that we all fucking like came together in that group.
Yeah.
We all have like a fucking ant in our ass that doesn't let us just chill and relax, you know?
Yeah.
Like wife is always like, dude, just fucking like chill. Like,
I can't.
You can't do this. You can't do that. You guys like, I have to. Like, cause if I don't, who will?
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, that's my name on these products. This is like my reputation on the line. I got to hustle for it, you know? No one's gonna do that work for me.
Right.
Because they don't have the same vested like interest that I have in seeing that shit. Exactly. And I feel like glasses, same fucking way, man.
Yeah.
Like, and that's what we're talking about. That I was worried about my dude the most when this shit happened.
Yeah.
Because he needs to stay busy.
Mm-hmm.
And they took they take away his jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
I mean, thankfully I can bring him. I brought him back in to work weekends. So that's something. He still has his job. But for a little bit, it was like everything was down.
Yeah.
Like there was no brewery. Yeah. There was no job. There's no jujitsu. And I was like, and I would just like, yo, homie, if you need anything, give us a call. But that, I feel like this quarantine is bringing that to the surface for a lot of us.
Yeah.
And we got to either stay busy or figure some shit out.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly.
What have you been doing to maintain your, like, aside from these projects?
Yeah.
Like, do you have like a downtime where you just like chill, read, watch something?
The downtime that I have is probably the early morning when I wake up. Because I do, I mean, I am nonstop, but like I do set like specific times, which is the morning and night, where I just chill out. Like that's why you'll see me, sometimes you won't even see me talking on the group chat, because I'm chilling.
Yeah.
I'll chill in my backyard on a hammock and just swing like fucking.
Can you live that fucking luxurious life, bro?
What luxurious?
Put you in a hammock, you got your little bonfire every night, you're sipping on cocktails.
Those are all simple things that you can do to like. Let you know, relax.
Luxury don't have to be complex.
No,
luxury can be simple as shit.
You just
bro.
Have to be resilient.
You just have to be resilient and just be like low key, relax.
Exactly.
You know, you don't have to be high maintenance.
So that's what I do. Like, I wake up, chill out, quietness for a while.
Yeah.
Then after that, then I start going into the emails, package orders, do all that stuff. And then I start doing, you know, right hand sign stuff. Then I start, then after that goes into like the homie stuff. Right. And then I'll break it in between. For example, like right now, I'm working on a vintage bike.
Oh, so, I saw.
Yeah, so that's sick. So that thing.
I ain't even going to tell you the bike I bought off you, what happened, bro. I ain't even going to tell you.
I already know.
You know?
Yeah, I
know. I was telling guys, like, I don't want
to. How many days was it?
I was, no, it was like 2 months. It was like 2 months, and I had, dude, Jordan sold me a fucking legit bike. Legit little fixie, bro. I was stoked. I was like, yeah, because I have my mountain bike, I have a road bike, and I was like, dude, I need a cruiser. Because I live close to the brewery. I live across the street from your brother.
Yeah.
And I can ride the bike to work, and I can ride to the Elwood, and I can ride to UPS. And I was like, cool, I need that kind of bike. Bro, wifey told me, put that shit in the bag.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, cool, I'm gonna take it tomorrow here anyway. I didn't make it till tomorrow.
I wonder who got it.
Fuck, man. Because that prompted me. You guys
have like tweakers and shit running around here, or is it like
once upon a time we did? Like, you think a lot it's
like
of tweakers,
like just some street kid, or
I have my ideas of who the fuck took it, you know.
Yeah.
And I keep an eye out, and that prompted us to get
ringed. Well, it's like a car. That shit's probably gone.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Whoever did it is smart.
Yeah.
They probably took it apart and they gave it to somebody. It's been painted. Yeah. It's been something, and it's gone.
They must have had to like do like a shit ton of goo gone, because I put stickers on everything. Dude, that thing had stickers all over. You know what I mean?
It was nice, bro.
Yeah.
I wrote it like 10 times. Ten times. That was a wrap. And then it was gone.
Yeah, that bike was dope.
So now I'm like in the market for a new one, because now I got the ring, motherfuckers. So if you come to my house and you open that front gate,
fuck
I know who's coming.
Yeah.
I know when, what time, and who's coming. So that bike that you're working on now, though.
Yeah.
Damn, that's some Peter Brady shit. That has like the banana seat.
It's kind of like a mid-grade between like old school, semi lowrider, but not. You know what I mean? If I want it to be a low rider, I could put the lowering for it, but I just wanted to make it classic stock.
It's like a hybrid.
Yeah.
It's got that hybrid little like oldie bike look and
right.
1970s but Brady bike.
The point of that bike is like I have to do something else to kind of stray away from what I'm doing. That's mm-hmm. why that's why I'm always doing other things.
Good, man.
Right? So like I have right hand signs and then the bike. Take my mind off of the, you know, that. And then if I get like kind of tired of the bike, then I'll like climb on my rock climbing wall that I built.
Motherfucker, you built a rock climbing wall in your house.
Yeah. I had to. I mean, I don't know if I did this
right. You did. Like okay, cuz
no,
smacking in the vet. There you go. Sipping on some bucanitas because
I mean, the rock climbing wall was something I always wanted to do anyway. But as soon as I knew like all the gyms were going to close, I knew like that people were going to start building them their own wall, right? So the climbing holds, there's only a few sources that you can buy them on. So I was like, fuck, I better order. So I ordered all my shit. And then boom, like it was like a thing, like, oh, all climbing holds are sold out online and people were like dying, dude. Like, you know, this is their, not dying, you know, but this is their thing. Like, it's like jiu-jitsu, like
people and their hobbies, bro.
Yeah.
It's our pastime. It's what. Yeah. It's what becomes us, you know, like jujitsu, like you said, for glasses, for and you, mm-hmm. and to an extent, me and Maddie, but we're on the newer spectrum. And then the rock climbing, glasses has been trying to get me into rock climbing. I said, bro, I barely have enough time for the hobbies I have.
Yeah.
But I told him, I said, I need to get into that. I'm gonna get into that. Yeah. It's just right now I don't have time. It looks fucking fun.
Yeah, it's the same thing as jujitsu. It's not gonna go anywhere, you know. It's
I can't do any pull-ups though, and I feel like I need that in order to be successful.
Yeah, well, look, here's the thing: rock climbing is kind of like jujitsu. There's a lot of technique. Yes, you have to be strong. You know, you have to have endurance and stuff, especially if you're doing like long shit. But for like bouldering in general, like there's a lot of technique involved, you know, and I'm all about that, you know, like that. That's kind of like why I like going to Chris's class. You know, there's a lot of technique, you know.
Yeah. Matt and I were talking about that.
Yeah.
We enjoy going to One Legacy because everything is step by step by step. Break it down.
And that's how some people learn. That's just how some people are. There's one side where you just go and go ahead.
Smash.
Go roll and smash. And
yeah.
Like, fuck. And you learn that way too, which I have. And then there's another side where I like, you know, like me being a Scorpio, I like to like retain information. I like to like take notes and mental notes, you know, and that's what I get from Chris's classes, you know what I mean? So it's a good balance, you know. But yeah, climbing is a lot of technique.
Yeah, I hope that fucking class comes back sooner than later, man. And I mean, so
I think it will. I started hearing, you know, some gyms are starting to open slowly.
Yeah. There's some underground shit. Yeah. Dude, I saw online some dude, I ain't even going to mention his name, but I think he's from Northern California. He got a lot of shit. It's a big jiu-jitsu guy. Has an academy in Northern California and posted online, fuck it, I need to eat, I need to make a living.
Did he open?
And he opened, bro. And it was packed. There was,
well, of course.
Yeah, there was at least, I mean, they had their proper spacing and shit. It was like maybe like 5 feet. I mean, in jiu-jitsu,
how do you proper space when you're like,
you're gonna fucking roll into each other, you know?
Sweat fucking dripping.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, I don't know who they were. Maybe they were
at
family.
Least,
who they
check,
partnering
like,
with?
Temperature, you
something.
Know?
I mean, and people just went in on them, bro. Like a social media, you know.
Yeah.
Worst thing you can do on social media is one, look at comments. You know, if you're gonna post some shit, just like don't look at comments because people are just gonna rip you.
Yeah.
And I guess he started reading, made a video about it.
He should have just turned the comments off.
Yeah.
But most people don't think about that kind of stuff.
I just feel bad because he got ripped, bro. And he's like, you know what? I don't give a shit. You know, this is my career. This is how I eat.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. If you want to come in and do it, you can do it. If you don't want to, stay home.
Yeah.
And you know, right now that's a hot topic.
See, that's tough. That's
tough. A hot topic, man.
On one side, you have people that are like, okay, he's giving people the opportunity to go basically fuck shit up.
Yeah.
You
know? Therapy, bro.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's a form of therapy. It's the only place you can go to and go hard on some dude. Yeah. And then like, it's perfectly all right.
That's the thing that I've mentioned before is like, you know, obviously like, what is essential, like some, you know, in some cases jiu-jitsu is essential to people.
Art
is essential to people.
Who fucking decides what's essential?
I know.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I get it. Like, I get it. I understand what they mean, you know, it's the people that are like saving lives, but for people themselves, like their inner peace and stuff, there's certain things that are essential.
Yeah. Like, I mean, some people need that couch.
Yeah.
For fucking therapy, bro.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the therapists are open right now.
Probably. And it's probably all through like, you know.
This is my therapy. Yeah. This is, I'm very selfish and when it comes to like the podcast now, because this is my therapy.
Yeah,
you know, I enjoy it. I enjoy talking to people. People are like, damn, you talk a lot. And I said, I enjoy it, man. I enjoy like meeting new people. I don't, like I told you earlier, like don't get it twisted. I don't like making new friends, but I like talking to a bunch of people and just kind of learning off of that.
Yeah.
And without this, and I found out that podcasts are essential. For some reason.
Oh, dude, it's huge.
I didn't know it was.
Huge. Yeah. I love podcasts. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, fuck. So a podcast is essential. So we've been talking about watching the upcoming UFC fight at an undisclosed area. Maybe we'll just do a podcast while we're watching it.
Oh, like a fight companion.
Yeah. Like, and then at that point, it becomes essential.
Yeah, it does.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because look at, dude, I work at UPS, and I get it. It's essential. Mm-hmm. And you were talking about when you were about, when you smelt that shit in the air, the Rona was in the air, and you knew fucking the gyms were going to shut down, and the climbing academies were going to shut down, so you started stocking up on the supplies that you needed to withstand. There are some smart people out there. Just by loading shit and looking at what people are ordering at UPS, some dude ordered 100 plus boxes of gloves.
Yeah.
And I was like, looked at his address. Where the fuck is he work? Homie, it went personal. It went in his home. Yeah. And I was like, damn. I talked to one of the drivers who delivers. I was like, what's up with this guy? He's like, this guy, he buys.
He's ordering.
Yeah. He's like, as soon as stuff at Bed Bath & Beyond comes, he orders it all. And then he sells it back to Bed Bath & Beyond because they run low on their inventory.
Yeah.
And he said, he bought all of these gloves, all of these masks, and he's probably just going to sell them back to companies.
Why do you feel about that?
It's like,
because that's one of the things that they're saying, like, don't do that.
Here's the thing, obviously. Bro. Fuck. It's a crazy time.
Yeah.
And to an extent, I don't know if the same rules apply.
Right.
You know? Like, businesses. I don't want to be open for people to come in and drink.
Right.
And we're not. Yeah. You know, like, I'm happy that they said, no, you know, take out and to go only. I don't think a brewery is essential. I mean, but obviously people do. You know, people, obviously people do, and we're going to stay open and this, that. But I just see certain businesses that just kind of take it to that next level and just, there's questionable business practices going on right now. And it's just weird, man. And I just don't know if, like, I lump myself in. There's like, what the fuck? Who am I? I have a brewery. I'm selling beer to people. I'm delivering beer to people, I mean, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm always like, very like, fuck, should I even promote that we have masks? You know? And like, you know what? It's mandatory. People are going to need masks soon and we have it. So it's like here.
I think with masks, going forward, it's going to be a staple on people's brands.
Oh, crazy.
Which is fine.
But that's nuts.
Well, that's just
6 months ago. Fucking 6 months of this branding on fucking masks.
Yeah.
Non-existent. Now branding on everything that's like, fuckers are going to come out with gloves and everything, dude.
Yeah. The only thing that I was like kind of against was in the beginning was like I said before, like pandemic art, you know, like.
Ooh, what's that? I've never heard of pandemic art.
Pandemic art is like, fuck, I can't say shit because it's too close to home.
But homies do participate.
Yeah, because it's like, you know, like. It's like an image with the mask and like the gloves or something, whatever, like, you know, to raise money for whatever they're doing, you know what I mean? And what I was saying was, if you have true supporters, you don't need to do that shit.
Nah, bro.
No, you just put out whatever you got, like what I did, and your supporters will come, you know? But a mask, that's different. That's like,
it's mandatory.
It's a necessity. Yeah. It's a necessity. Like, you need that.
Well, let me tell you a little about the brewing industry, Playboy. Yeah. All right, because. Yeah. You may not want to, you don't want to call it the homies, but let me give you a parallel story on what people in the brewing industry do. Like when Kobe Bryant died.
Yeah.
Oh man, there was a fucking shit ton of breweries that all of a sudden wanted to create a Kobe Bryant beer, bro.
Exactly.
You know, and I'm going to assume pandemic art is on that level.
That is.
Yeah. Okay. Because as soon as that happened, bro, I just remember seeing like, oh, come try the Kobe Bryant beer. Yeah. And I was like, are you even going to donate shit to like his fucking, to his foundation or anything? Like, because at that point, that's a legit cash grab. You're making money off of somebody who is no longer with us, and you're using their no longer being with us as an opportunity to make money.
Yep.
You know? So that's what pandemic art is, huh?
Yeah. Mm. Exactly. And you know, it's kind of sad, you know, like I'm
oh, fuck yeah, it's
I'm
real
not gonna
sad.
Fucking, you know, say anything about it, but it's just sad to see, like, damn, dude, that's all you got, bro. Like that's the first thing you go for.
It's lazy.
Yeah.
It's lazy. It's the low hanging fruit.
I don't even know if it's that. Like, I think they're just in their own world where they're kind of down, they're depressed. And that was like their first thought, like that.
Or maybe like, this is my opportunity to make it back up there again.
Sure.
Kind of.
Maybe.
And again, we are business owners.
Yeah.
We're like entrepreneurs. Yeah. We like that hustle. We like going for it. I respect it as well.
Yeah.
But then it's a weird situation to be placed in. Like I said, with the breweries, I see it. I'm like, oh, it just kind of leaves a weird taste in my mouth. And then they come out with the branding on their cans. Like, oh, and I'm like.
Purple and yellow.
I was like, damn, over here. It's like You're a Laker fan?
You say eight hops. Like, goddamn.
Yeah. You know, ooh, that's a good one. I'm going to write that down.
Yeah.
Nah, man. This, like I always say, from shit comes flowers.
Sure.
And I think opportunities are birthed from these kinds of things.
Sure.
Because I'm pretty sure somebody's already making a coronavirus beer or a COVID beer or like some sort of pandemic beer, you know?
Yeah.
And for us, we're gimmicky as shit because we grew up in the punk scene, so like our beer names are like really like derivative of like punk bands or punk songs.
Yeah, but that's not even a gimmick. That's just an identity.
Yeah, it's kind of like I stay true to that shit. Like most of these names I had before the brew was even like a thing, before we were open. You know, and like other shit is just, I like to keep it as true as I can, bro.
But that's
a Mexican,
smart.
A punker, and like norteño music and shit like that. Like I'm really close to my family and my culture. Yeah. You know, which already is like a direct like antithesis of what fucking Three Punk Ales is, you know. It's like, because I told our merch guy Ben, I was like, bro, I gotta come out with a logo that's more indicative of how we are. So that's where we came up with like the Familia Cerveza Musica Fiesta.
So good.
And it's like, boom, that's us in a nutshell. And I don't know, man, I get weirded out when I see other people and their brands and in the neighborhoods or in the communities that they conduct business in, and then just how they present themselves,
right?
Faking the funk.
Yeah.
Got to stay true with it, bro.
Absolutely.
What else is going on in the world, Jordan? What do you watch? Do you watch TV?
No, I don't watch TV at all.
What do you do to pass the time? Do you read? Do you listen to fucking podcasts?
Definitely not read. Podcasts, yes. Podcasts right now, during this time, I haven't really been listening to a lot of like serious podcasts, but I've been listening to a lot of like fun podcasts.
Okay. What's a fun podcast?
A fun podcast for me is, you know Bobby Lee, the comedian?
Tiger Belly.
So Tiger Belly, his brother.
That's from San Diego, right?
Yeah, they're from Poway.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and they talk about it all the time. But his brother, Stevie Weeby podcast.
Uh-huh.
He's a little off, which is cool.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, and his podcast is funny. Like you have to see it because the original, like before he got like cool equipment, which is he barely got a cool equipment like maybe like a month ago.
Oh, okay.
He'd come out with the mics with the cords and like these you know pretty well known people are like holding this mic with
hell
a cord
yeah.
in his small ass apartment.
Keep it gangster. Yeah.
And he would always like do this like intro with an organ, you know, like make it up and just like. Blah, blah. Anyway, him like all his like podcasts are like fun, you know. So, which is cool right now, because I don't want to listen to much serious shit. Because
are you staying away from the news and shit?
No, I do listen to news. I do watch the news, but I only look for like reports from the FDA, CDC,
real shit.
Yeah, real shit. Like local news, like a little bit. And like the other day when they first announced, like, okay, you guys can go exercise at the beach and the parks and stuff. You know, you can go running and do all that as long as it's like moving. You're moving.
Yeah, you're not.
You can
just
do that.
Staying still.
So there was this. I forgot what channel it was, and they were like in Encinitas or something in the park. They're like filming like a live, you know, like feed from the park, and there's people like, you know, people, non-minorities, like
them whites,
yeah, eating their sandwiches and drinking their lattes, like all sitting down, right, while the anchor is explaining the rules, like, yeah, so the rules are you can't hang out at the park, you know, you can't you know, have your lunch here, you can't do this, you have to keep moving. But there's people, like, clearly in the video there's people like sitting down, like meeting each other's dogs, right? And he's all, yeah, there's a police on site just in case if anything goes down, you know, they have to, you know, give citations, right? And I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, dude, if that was the hood,
motherfuckers on the floor.
Yeah,
they're getting
macing people. Like,
they're getting lectured at the very least. They're getting a lecture.
Yeah,
you know. And it's fucking funny you bring that up, bro. What was I watching yesterday? Because man, my guilty pleasure, my wifey's guilty pleasure is watching the reality show shit. Man, she loves watching the Housewives of this, the Housewives of that, the fucking Kardashians of this. Like that's what she enjoys watching. And I can't knock her hustle because she works hard at the house every fucking day with the kids. I'm like,
exactly.
You probably want to put your mind to rest, and that's probably what's gonna do it.
Other people's issues.
I can't watch that garbage, bro. I can't watch that garbage. Nothing puts me to sleep faster than when she pops that on. My guilty pleasure on watching TV is when I watch like the fucking news, bro.
Yeah.
I watch CNN. Then I jump back and I watch what's on Fox.
Yeah,
then I go on MSNBC.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I think it's in your best interest to just kind of like look at everything instead of like putting yourself in one box and you're just watching CNN.
Dude.
One box and then just watch Fox.
But that's hard to tell people to do because people have their choices. And
some older folk, bro. I feel like my mom, bro, to an extent. My mom, she just watches like Fox News.
Yeah.
And I was like, you a beaner.
That's my dad. My dad's
like, you and your dad's fucking, they're minorities, bro.
My dad's military. Yeah. Ex-military. So all he watches is Fox, you know.
But they're minorities. Yeah. I feel like that supersedes like a military background. My mom was a businesswoman, you know, and I feel like.
That does.
You know, so I'm like, come on.
My dad being like military background makes sense, you know, to follow that, you know. But what you get is like repeaters. So, you know, like my dad, you know, like I have to listen because my dad, you know, like
always.
And he'll just repeat basically what I just
regurgitate
heard. What I just heard.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, dad.
The Trump syndrome.
Yeah, but I just let him repeat it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's his, get it off your chest. That's Papa. How he gets. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Get it off your chest. Let me know.
Exactly. And that's how it is for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You know, even like my young friends are like, oh, yeah, da, 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 this and that. This, I'm like, yep, I heard that, but I'm not going to tell you. I heard, you're like, yeah, I know, you know? But
I'm an asshole. I'll let them say it, and then when they get around, I'll be like,
rebuttal.
Hold on, my friend.
That's exactly what I don't want to do. That's why. Like, for example, like at barbershops, it's like, you don't talk about religion.
No,
you don't talk
about politics. No, bro.
Yeah,
you talk about LeBron now, against
like,
Jordan.
Now, like Brian. COVID's the thing. Like, now we don't talk about COVID. Now, you know?
Yeah,
like, you know, at a place like that, you know what I mean? When people, especially after this, when people are trying to get away from it, like, I don't want to fucking talk about it anymore. You know, they just want to move on.
It's crazy, man. Do you get political?
No,
like at all.
I can, but I don't.
I gotta be on a good one.
I've seen like friendships like,
oh fuck yeah, you want to ruin a family dinner. The best way to ruin a family dinner is just bring up fucking politics. Yeah. Dude, we've done it. Fuck yeah. I mean, I'm not political, but I know what I know.
Yeah.
And I like what I like, and I believe what I believe. Mm-hmm. And I feel like right now, dude, we on a good one, boy.
Yeah, this is super
like
time
this
for...
this whole like even the homie's presidency. This is historic, bro. This is shit that's gonna go down in literature and books and shit. Yeah. And we'll be like, oh fuck, we were in that shit.
Black plague, and then like 10, you know.
Bro, and then now with the COVID and everything, it's like, damn. Yeah. So that being the case, I also try to escape from shit like that. Cause I haven't been watching the news. Wifey got on my ass because I was watching some there was a news clip and it was like Saturday in the morning. I didn't go to work and I just got up early, you know, I make my coffee, I go sit down. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck's on the TV? I guess I fell asleep halfway through it, you know? And Sonny, my oldest 7-year-old, came in. I wake up, I'm like, hey, what's up? And he's watching. And right when I watch a 5-year-old girl in Michigan passes away from the coronavirus. Yeah. And I didn't want to address it.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was like responsible of me to like just skip over it. But I saw it and I was like, maybe this motherfucker didn't hear it. Maybe this motherfucker just looked right through it. So I said, oh, and I changed it.
Yeah.
I said, hey, let's go get breakfast. And mama, did you know that a 5-year-old girl in Michigan died because of the coronavirus? Where did you hear that? Oh, daddy was watching the news. I was like, oh, you little motherfucker.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, dude, that's what I mean. Like, the news.
Ain't nothing good from the news
right now. They got a job too, man. Yes. And that's their job, is just to report like
slang shit.
Yeah, enticing shit. Like, fuck. Like, you know, that's why I try not to listen, because that's just too much. And I try to tell my homies, like my good friends, like, dude, just don't listen to too much, dude. Because I see it. And then they start sending me all these links and stuff. I'm like, dude, relax.
Because you can get lost in that rabbit hole. They do get lost, Jordan.
And then they get scared.
Because we don't have anything else to do. Everything's closed.
I know.
So normally you could get in that rabbit hole. Like, fuck it. I'm going to the Manhattan. I'm going to go get a drink. Yeah, there's no going to the Manhattan and getting a drink right now.
Well, technically you can.
You can go home. Yeah, you can go get it at the Manhattan. And then you can take your ass home.
Take a sniff. Remember everything, man. You know, and then leave, you know. But that, I mean, that is an opportunity. But yeah, man. I mean, you just got to do what you got to do, you know. I just try to tell people, like, stay positive, man. And it's hard, you know.
What do you do to stay positive? Work out a lot, I can imagine.
Yeah, I try to. Like, I do, like, my climbing, like, workouts. I'm adding a bunch of shit for, like, climbing, because that's going to be a while. It's like jiu-jitsu. That's going to be a while until they, like, open. Think about it. Like, everybody's touching all the holds.
Yeah.
So you have to have that. And sometimes I can't just go climb, you know, so that I have the opportunity now. Like, right now it's sick, because I can do stuff, email, fucking turn around and just start climbing. You know, which is dope. You know,
so you got your own little office all set up, and with all and your
that's the thing.
Pleasures.
That's the difference between climbing and jiu-jitsu. Is like jiu-jitsu, you can't really do that by yourself. I love just like jiu-jitsu just as much, but you can't really do it by yourself.
There's only so many sit-throughs you can do. Break falls and shit.
I'm a shrimp. Like, shrimp. Fuck.
There's only so you much of that.
Partner, yeah, you know? Even a little like a dummy thing can. You know, there's no resistance.
We got a dummy and it's like 150 pounds, and the boys they enjoy it because I'll throw it on them, but.
You can do stuff, but I mean, there's no resistance. You know what I mean? Like you don't get the full, you know.
I do my best to like not talk about the coronavirus, but it takes over.
It definitely, you know, it has to go in there.
It's going on right now. I mean, this is the biggest. Who was I talking to? Two big things have happened in our life, Jordan. How old are you?
38.
I'm 40. So we're in that fucking same era, bro.
Yep.
9/11.
Yep.
And the coronavirus.
Well. H1N1 and all that stuff, but that wasn't as public to us. You know what I mean?
It was there, but yeah, it was more like on the hush. You know, like they leaked out a little. It's just crazy.
9/11, of course.
It's just weird the things that we've gone through, because we went. I feel like we grew up not going through anything.
Sure.
You know, like we had the Gulf War. You know, I'm sure your dad was touched. Your family was touched by that.
Yeah, pops.
But now it's like, fuck.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah, this is, I think about like the younger generation too, like my goddaughter who's like about to graduate, you know, what they're dealing with, you know. They're dealing with this, and then they can't do all that. If you're into it, they can't do all that senior stuff. No prom. I mean, it's kind of sad.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, like me, like I was all about it, you know. Like I went to prom and I went to all the dances.
Where'd you go to school?
Montgomery.
El Vato. Yeah. Damn, you were hood as fuck, bro. Yeah. All my cousins went to Montgomery.
Yeah, well, Montgomery, back in the day, it was majority like Filipino Mexican.
Yeah.
Right? Now it's like.
And some black folks sprinkled in. Yeah.
Mostly now it's mostly Mexican now. Yeah, for the most part. There's some Filipino, but.
Where'd the Filipinos go?
Fucking. Well, now you have like Olympian. And you have like, what's the other one over there? Otay.
Paradise Hills?
East Lake. Well, Paradise Hills has their Morse. Sweetwater.
Morse, in National City.
Yeah.
Did you ever play sports in high school?
I played football, yeah.
Did you ever go play in Morris?
No, they were in our district, yeah.
We played baseball against Morris one year.
Morris was pretty good. Fuck, like at everything. Like,
fuck being good, bro. We had a police escort. Like,
oh, that was, yeah, we had ours. Oh, yeah.
They brought us into the fucking school campus.
Wait, where'd you go?
I went to Bonita.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and they would bus us into Morris and we'd play baseball. Fah, fah, fah. All right, boys, get on the bus. We got to go.
Yeah.
And the cops would be like escorting us. I was like, God damn, is it really that bad?
Well, we had the same thing with Southwest. Southwest was like our rivalry, you know? And I remember this was like the heat of like the early 2000s. So there was a lot of like gang activity at that time, you know? The new wave of the gang activity. And I remember we played a game and it was all foggy and shit, you know? And we beat them, you know? And then the coaches were like, we're going to go back to the bus. Keep your helmets on. So you keep your helmets on and all of a sudden
additional protection.
Well, we're walking and all of a sudden you hear like tick, tick, ding, and people are throwing rocks.
What?
Yeah, and you can't see because it was foggy.
At Southwest?
Yeah, and somebody got stabbed that night too.
Damn.
And so yeah, like that old school, you know. And you know what it was? It was like rivalries between like 90s gangs, like older brothers, and then like continue on to
the offspring, the kids and everything. Bro, Southwest moms were the fucking worst. They were the biggest shit talkers ever. Because we would go play soccer. Yeah. We would go play soccer down there. And obviously, I went to Bonita, so it was a bunch of white kids. Yep. Actually, I lied because when I went, we were the most diverse.
Bonita was
school.
Cool.
Yeah, we were cool. You wanted all the drugs. You came to Bonita. Yeah. You know, you wanted all the parties. Like, you were in Bonita.
Yeah, Bonita before East Lake was East Lake. Like Bonita was like the East Lake to me. I'm like,
they diluted Bonita.
That's where all like the different, you know, the different like
there was everything, bro. We were legit voted the most diverse school in the U.S. So I was like, I believe
a lot of good people, a lot of well known people came out of Bonita, which is fucking nuts.
Bonita, bro.
How is that?
I don't know because it's a melting pot. It's a melting pot of everything.
You know, Mike Metcalf, you know, from 9-5.
That's right. Yeah,
used to have AM/FM. Like, it came out of there. Like, there's a lot of people that came out of Bonita.
Give me more. Feed me more. What do we got?
Definitely
that. Mario Lopez is Chula Vista High.
Yeah, my brother went to school with Mario.
There's a couple of highly decorated porn stars that came out of the Bonita area.
Chula, too.
También Chula?
What do you know about?
Damn, I don't want to drop names, but I know there was the AVN Award. When I was in a band once upon a time, and the lead singer in my band was heavy into fucking pornography, bro. To the point where he was like 17 and I was 19. Hey, bro, can you go? It was the day of like VHS rentals.
Yeah.
So he would give me to fucking get like memberships at these hole in the wall, like VHS rental places and shit. Because they had the cool like little speakeasy setup in the back of fucking porn. And he'd be like, bro. I need you. He'd give me a list, dude. You, Jose Ciccone. All right, bitch. I still remember this.
Damn, he would give me pretty advanced for that.
He would give me a list of fucking movies he would want.
How do you even hear about that?
This kid was weird. He still is.
He must have had like magazines then.
Introvert.
How do you like? You know.
He was our lead singer. He wrote. He was a poet. He was a creative writer.
Right.
So I mean, I can only imagine where he drew his inspiration from. Sure. But he gave me a list of like 3 or 4 movies at a time. He's like, I need you to get this. He's like, you motherfucker, you're gonna make me go into the VHS, the movie store, and go get you some porn. He's like, yeah, bro, please. I'll get you like roll tacos and a burrito. I was like, all right, down.
Okay.
So I would go in and I would read him like 2 or 3 of these fucking videos, bro. And I'd be like, oh yeah, this. Oh, that's and funny, this too. Dude. Oh. Crazier time. Yeah. But in Bonita, yes. There was a young lady from the AVN Awards who won like fuck, I don't remember what she won, but her name was Stephanie Swift.
Huh.
Her name is still Stephanie Swift. Her cousin went to school with us too.
Oh,
yeah. Shit. So we would always talk shit.
Well, San Diego, apparently, from what I know, because I have a buddy that's like, you know, like too much. You know what I mean?
Too
like,
much.
Like too much. And he's like, oh yeah, blah blah blah, it's from here, blah blah, it's from there, and they record here and they record. I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? And
go take a jog, bro.
No, but from Chula during our time was Adriana Sage.
I do remember the name.
Yeah, Sage. She was like I think she was mestiza, so she was half Filipino, uh-huh. Was like half Mexican, which is like unstoppable.
You know, fuego.
Yeah, and I think she went. She was in band. Like that whole story. She went to Chula Spartans and all that. And so,
I have never been into porn.
Yeah.
Like I tell wifey, and wifey believes me now, because obviously we've been married like almost 15 years, and I'm like, it's just never been something I've been into.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
yeah,
it's like a strip club.
Yeah, it's, you know,
it's like, yeah. Why am I paying somebody to
yeah, exactly.
to not do everything?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like I'd be more inclined to take the homies to HK and Tiquas than to go to a strip club.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't know. I just found those two things a little strange.
It is. And I mean, that's just some that gets people's socks off.
Dude. And then some motherfuckers, like you said, really enjoy that shit, dude. Yeah.
You know, I feel like the same guys, I could be wrong, that are into like wrestling.
Are
the
go
same
ahead.
Guys like, that are into like that whole scene.
Wrestling dudes are into porn?
Yeah, they go like, the same guys that go to like fucking Monday Night Raw, you'll see them at AMA.
Oh, those guys. I thought you meant like the dudes that are jiu-jitsu have wrestling backgrounds.
No, they're wrestling like fucking WCW, like all that stuff. They go to ABN, like it's the same guys.
I don't.
I could be
it.
Wrong.
They'd probably drink Mountain Dew and shit. No.
Yeah. What was that? Hardcore, but extreme. Yeah,
extreme.
Yeah, Mountain Dew. But yeah, that's not. I'm not really into that much either.
Jordan, how has the Rona changed you, for better or for worse? Right now, where we are, and I say right now where we are because motherfucker, where are we? Are we like halfway through this thing? Are we in the last chapter of this thing? As it reserts to the reflects on the stay at home shelter, like where are we? Do you think we're like getting close to the end? I know Newsom just came out and gave like his mandates on like stage one, stage two, stage three, and four, and we're still in stage one. And he said it'll be months before we get to stage three.
Yeah,
and stage four, fucking forget about it.
Right.
How are you?
For me, myself. Like it hasn't really changed or did anything to me other than solidify, you know, what I've always believed in myself, which is like resilience, creativity, and sustainability. You know what I mean? Because I've always believed that in myself. You know, like if you're resilient, then you react quick to a situation or an obstacle, and you like you get to action. You know, like you start doing something creative, then you come up with ways to entertain your family, yourself, to do, you know, fun things to keep, you know, keep the morale going. And then if you're sustainable, you'll keep that rhythm going, you know, whatever it may be, like, and be frugal and do all that stuff. And you're just kind of smart with everything, you know, and it kind of solidified. I'm like, cause I felt comfortable. Like I said before, I felt comfortable going into this, you know, I'm like, okay, like I'm good. Whereas there's some, you know, some of my friends are like, they're not like freaking out.
Yeah. Yeah. We have mutual friends like that too. And it's just weird to see people and it's weird because you see everybody handle shit differently. You know, it's like,
oh everybody.
Same situation.
Yeah.
You know, it's like beer. It's four ingredients in beer.
Yeah.
You give everybody, like you give 10 people the same ingredients to make the same beer, you're going to get 10 different kinds of beers.
Yep.
You give people the same fucked up situation and you say, this is what's going on. And you're going to have 10 different reactions or ways to fucking handle that situation. And that's where we are. So for me, man, like what I've been doing, I've been wanting to learn more about myself.
Sure.
Like what makes me tick, you know, like, and so I've been reading a lot of books, and usually the fucking books that I read are all like narco shit, bro. I get lost in that culture. I love it. I just reading about like the leadership, how they get there, how long they can like stay there and shit. You know, like I like that kind of stuff. But I started reading a book that I've been wanting to read. It's called Unfuck Yourself. Unfuck Yourself by Gary John Bishop. I don't know how long it's been around.
Did he do those other ones? The what's that one, dude? I forget.
He has a couple of books. So the other books that he has are, let me see if I can find them real quick. I bought the Unfuck Yourself. He also has shit. I don't know. I can't find any on him right now. We'll get back. Stop doing that shit. Do the work. So basically, he's like a motivational speaker. Yeah. And it's cool because he narrates his own shit.
Yeah.
So I finally got to listen to this book. And damn, I got a lot wrong with me.
Yeah.
Like I put up a lot of like mental obstacles. You know, like I stopped myself from getting to the next level simply by talking myself out of doing shit. You know, like I'm my, you hear the cliche, you're your own worst enemy and shit.
Sure.
And yeah, dude. Yeah. So like I told wife, he's like, I need to work on myself. I'm a daddy. I got three little boys. And And that's always a struggle, like how to teach them, because obviously you don't want them to be. I don't want them to be an asshole like me. Yeah. Obviously they're gonna be assholes like me, because one, my wife is.
You gotta have a little bit asshole.
My wife is an asshole. Yeah. I'm an asshole. So these boys are destined to be assholes.
Wittiness.
It's sharp wit. Yeah, you know, it's not like that nice, like, oh, it's more like, ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. exactly.
So it's like I want to learn more how to like make that shit a little bit more palatable for myself,
sure.
So I can teach it to my kids. Yeah. You know, so this fucking book, dude, I finished it today. It's called The Unfuck Yourself. And yeah,
good.
I want to focus on doing more shit like that.
Yeah.
You got to work on yourself.
Yeah.
Not you necessarily. You're a fucking God.
No.
Shit. You got to build me a pull-up bar, a chin-up bar or some shit, a chin-up fucking thing.
You all need to do pull-ups. You want to do that Spartan race.
I want to learn how to do pull-ups, man.
It's not hard.
It's hard. Here goes my old high school football injury. When I was younger, I broke both of my collarbones.
From what?
Playing soccer.
That's the worst.
Trip from behind.
That's bad.
And I just fell forward and I landed right on my shoulder. And then it happened again on the other one. So I was like fucking wearing like a football pads and just kind of hanging out. Like it was the worst. So now anytime I want to hang myself up and do it, I'm hesitant.
Yeah.
I'm like, again, I'm part of unfucking myself.
Yeah.
I get in my head and I put mental obstacles where I can't get by them.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the next physical challenge.
It's not hard to do. I mean, all you gotta do is buy one and just put it up and then just, you know, do 1, 2, 3, 4. Like, that's one of the things that, like, most people don't do is pull-ups, you know, and push-ups too. Like, people don't do push-ups. But I have to, you know, with climbing, you know what I mean? I couldn't do it, you know, maybe like 2, 3 months ago. I could do like 2, 3. Now I can do them pretty comfortably, you know, from climbing.
Fuck.
Which is rad.
That's like 7 more than I can do, bro.
It's kind of a cool thing. You know, like, I always fuck with Chicle. Like, come on, what's up? I told him, because I hate running.
Dude, we're competitive.
Yeah.
Turns out that
but in a good way. In a good way, you know? And I told him, I said, if you can do 10 pull-ups, like,
what?
Like
10?
I'll run.
Fuck.
Yeah.
10 pull-ups, bro. He's all, that's a lot.
Yeah, he's all, I'm working on it. And then he did like 2.5 the other day. Fuck. The video you posted, he did like 2.5, and he was like, ah. I was like, yeah, you're not.
Dude, 10's a lot, bitch.
It's not a lot.
That's a lot. Jordan,
10?
Yes.
That's like average, man.
I know, I'm not average when it comes to that shit. Oh,
it's
no.
Not a lot, dude. And it's not what you think either. Same thing with push-ups. Like, people do push-ups like their form is wrong, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think, like, for me, the easiest, if you keep it close to your chest and you do your push-ups.
The
like,
diamonds?
Not even diamonds. It's just, you just keep your arms kind of parallel, like, in line with your chest. You're like, it's different. It's hard to explain without showing you, but people like go wide, you know. I'm like, you can't do that. Like, you don't, your
that's
shoulder
cheating?
No, it's not cheating. It's just like you don't have the strength to do that. Like, just do them normal, like close to your body, you know. But I don't know, man,
we got to come out different from this quarantine, man.
I agree.
You know,
yeah.
For better, for worse. I mean, I'm drinking a lot more. Here we are, I brought a bottle of Bucanas for us, but you know, Bucanas, it's tasty.
Mm-hmm.
It's low key. It's not gonna hurt you.
Yeah, it's gentleman,
you
know, stuff. It's
just, I'm gonna have a little bit more.
Yeah.
So you don't watch the news.
Not really. I try not to.
I can't ask you, because normally I want to ask people like, okay, so what's a headline that caught your attention? You know, like.
No, other than that thing that I was telling you about, like where I saw like the people like at the park.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was funny. You know what I mean? No, I try not to, man, because it's too hard. It's too hard to like pinpoint, you know, certain things, because there's so many headlines, you know?
Dude, the headline that I wanted to, that I saw, that I was like, oh, wow, this is non-fucking COVID related. Awesome. And then I started thinking about it. Wow. This is weird that it's non-COVID related and it was released by the White House. They just like declassified fucking videos about UFOs. Like, So I was I told wife, it's like, shit, this is interesting. Like, this is awesome.
Right. I like that stuff.
But it's like, this is a smokescreen for some shit. You know, it's like, why would they release this like right now? This has no bearing on anything going on. These videos are like from 2014, 2015, 2005, So they just released it. And it's funny because it's from here. Like, I think it was from like in San Diego and from Ensenada. So it was in this like general area out to sea. So they caught the video. They released the video and they just show like UFOs, like legit unidentified flying objects on their radars, on their screen, just zigzagging everywhere. And like, you hear the commentary for the pilots like, yo, what the fuck was that? Did you see that? Exactly. Like, yeah, I don't know what that is. It's on your...
Yeah.
So me, like, I always get accused of being the conspiracy theorist. I'm like, all right, cool. On the surface, oh, that's awesome. They're releasing shit about the UFOs. But then you kind of sweep the surface off. Be like, what? Why?
Why
are you releasing this shit right now?
Why right now?
All of a sudden, right now, in the middle of a fucking, like, historical pandemic, stay at home and shelter. You're leaking this kind of information. Like, what else is going to come now after this?
Sure.
Like, what if they know some dumb shit? And this is me always going down the black hole, like down the rabbit holes. Like, they're giving us this to divert because something over here on the flank is going to come and just get you.
That's like the general synopsis that everyone thinks about, you know? I don't know. Who knows? I like that stuff. Like a few things that interest me is like deep sea, like deep sea, you know, like you know, and outer space.
Because those are both alien to us, man.
Yeah, it's
we wild. Can't get into the deep ocean wild, and dude. Fucking space. Only a handful of people go up there, that's and most wild. Of them come down weird. They
space
don't
space for sure is like yeah, that's like the most wildest. Even deep sea though, but I mean like space is like.
Damn, we're gonna have to have a whole different episode just on that shit, dude. Yeah, space. Because I can. Do you smoke weed?
I dabble.
Let me tell you about my sponsor.
I know.
The Balboa Avenue Dispensary. I love it. Next time we have this, we'll have a meetup. We'll see if we can coax Glasses into coming back. Because I think he's all about that shit, too. He's all about like sure. like aliens and fucking scary yeah. shit and ghosts. We're beaners. We he's grew up agent, like that, so you know? He's like, you're going to have him sign off for consent. Yeah. But yeah, we'll get some edibles or some killer product from the Balboa Avenue Dispensary. We'll sit down and we'll jump in and talk about those kinds of conspiracy theories. Because I can talk about that shit all day. If it's two things I like, fuck it. Three things.
Yeah.
Narco culture.
Sure.
Aliens and fucking Mexican like folk tales, like scary, scary story shit.
Oh, yeah. Philippines got the same shit.
And music.
Yeah.
Like I can get lost in it. Dude, we were fucking getting down like when this quarantine started and we haven't even fucking circled back and touched base on it and we need to.
Yeah.
We started pulling out our guitars.
That's what I was going to say. Dude. That's what I was going to say that you started doing. Like, I mean, there you go. There's your little, you know, your little side avenue.
And that's fun. I can get lost doing that.
Even Chicle.
Fuck Chicle. Yeah, Chicle.
I've been missing it. I've been missing it. And then Chicle's like, I learned it too. And he's playing the bass line.
Like, oh, man, that's awesome.
You should do a Zoom like or whatever with all like, you know.
I still haven't done Zoom. I still don't know how to do it. That one time that we were going to do Zoom together, I locked myself out of the house, bro.
You look like a criminal.
I was like trying to break into my own house. I couldn't get in.
That was pretty good.
Jordan, thank you for cruising through, brother.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Right Hand Signs. Mr. Most, what is it? The most distinguished man in the world. You got many. You're like an onion. You have a lot of layers. We finished. We did some damage on this little bottle of Bucanas today.
Did we?
Well done. Yeah, fuck yeah, man. The little Del Sol and San Isidro connect today.
Yeah, sir.
Boom. Guys, thank you very much. Stay tuned for more killer shit. We just put out our phone number. I think I memorized it. It's 619-728-9300. Leave us a message. Leave us questions. Share your scary stories. And we'll touch on them on the next episode. Go over and play it on the air. And see what happens. Shit's gonna get crazy moving forward.